We had what they call, we used to call a horse, and it was a long piece of timber, about 12 or 14 foot long, and had two pieces, like a A-frame, you know, going down, nailed to that, about 2 feet from the end, from the top end where you had the horse at, and the other end was on the ground, and you had it staked out with two stakes, you know, across so it wouldn't move. And you had a notch cut in the center of that piece of timber, a square notch, about 2 inches wide and about 4 inches long. And then you had a head that you used to put in there. And at the bottom you had a foot pedal. And that head that you put in there used to stick out on the side where the man stood with the knife to plane the lumber. And he put that piece of wood under that head there, and then he put his foot on it. And that foot would grab that piece of and hold it there. And then you take that knife and you pull it with two hands. See, you have your foot on that pedal and then you pull that knife and you plane the lumber. That's how they plane the lumber. Plane all the lumber that they made. The weather board, what you was talking about and all that, well, all that was plain in a wedge way.
Did you ever see the X-shaped frames that they would use?
That's when they used to cut with them little hand saws, you know. They make two of those, you know.
Two
horses like this, and then you put a piece of wood and you cut it, you know, by a piece. Then.
Oh.
But you see, we already knew nothing like that.
Yeah.
Because we went in the swamp and we knocked a tree down. And that we didn't knock no small tree down. If we were making wood or if we made picket or anything, we should have threw a big cypress down, something 3 or 4 foot in diameter. You know, we throw that down and you cut that. If you want to picket 8 foot long, well, you cut an 8 foot log. And then you have some throws that you would split that lumber. Split it the size you want.
Yeah.
You take a maul was made out of wood. And there's all the stuff you made here. You took a willow. Not a willow, a mulberry. You could make a maul out of a mulberry. That's something hard, you know, that you can split. And then you cut it about, you take a tree about 10 inches in diameter, and you make it about 12 inches long. And you put a hole in there and then put a handle to it. Put one straight piece of wood that you take in the wood, a limb or anything. And that's what you use for the maul. That's what you hit your... That's what you hit your axe or anything that you want. Nobody didn't use no sledgehammer, nothing like that. They didn't use nothing like that. So you take a sledgehammer and you hit on an axe or anything like that, well, you ruin it. But you see that maul, you didn't do it nothing. In other words, the maul was softer than the axe, so you didn't hurt your axe. You didn't hurt your tools. Your tools were what you would use. And everybody had tools, shit like that. You could shave yourself with an axe or anything like that that they used, man. Them things used to cut hell, didn't they? And them things were shiny, man. They didn't let them get rusty or nothing like that, man. They had good tools, man.
Yeah.
And not just that, the tools of those days were different from what you get today. You know, even a pocket knife or anything, you know, when you put an edge on to it, you had an edge on that all the time.
What would your dad sharpen his pocket knife on
it? Well, we had some stones, you know, some small stones that we used to sharpen our knives on.
Yeah, I've seen those.
I shaved a long time with a straight razor.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
What did you sharpen that on?
I had a strap that was about 2.5 inches wide, about 8 inches long, 18 inches long, and I can show you the stone.